Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is your host, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, welcoming you back this fourth Sunday for another Black History Moment and to share the complete original song written by moi, There's Freedom, that highlights the state of America for African Americans, Black Americans, and other minorities alike. I'm excited to share today's Black History Moment, for I chose an icon who is alive and well right now. Our very first African American, Black American First Lady, Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama. Born January 17, 1964, a mere 4 days and 8 years after moi. Michelle Obama, an American attorney and author who served as the First Lady of the United States from 2009 to 2017. 8 glorious and I'm sure transformational and challenging years. She was the first African-American woman to serve in this position. She is the wife of former President Barack Obama. Raised on the south side of Chicago, Illinois, Obama is a graduate of Princeton University and Harvard Law School. In her early legal career, she worked at the law firm Sidley Austin, where she met Barack Obama. She subsequently worked in nonprofits and as the Associate Dean of Student Services at the University of Chicago, as well as the Vice President for Community and External Affairs of the University of Chicago Medical Center. Michelle married Barack in 1992, and together they have 2 daughters. 30-year reunion coming up. Congratulations, Michelle and Barack. Obama campaigned for her husband's presidential bid throughout 2007 and 2008, delivering a keynote address at the 2008 Democratic National Convention right here in Colorado. She has subsequently delivered acclaimed speeches at the 2012, 2016, and 2020 conventions. As First Lady, Michelle served as a role model for women and worked as an advocate for poverty awareness, education, nutrition, physical activity, and healthy eating. She supported American designers and was considered a fashion icon. Oh yeah, I remember she would walk into a room and would be arresting with her beauty and her stature and her grace. What an awesome, awesome icon to celebrate. After her husband's presidency, Obama's influence has remained high. In 2020, Michelle topped Gallup's poll of the most admired women in America for the 3rd year running. That is absolutely phenomenal. A little bit into the history of her, the Robinsons and the Shiel family, they trace their roots to pre-Civil War African Americans in the American South. On her father's side, she is a descendant from the Gullah people of South Carolina's Low Country region. Her parental great-great-grandfather, Jim Robinson, was born into slavery in 1850 on Friendville Plantation near Georgetown, South Carolina. He became a freedman at age 15 after the war. Some of Obama's paternal family still reside in the Georgetown area. Her grandfather, Frazier Robinson Jr., built his own house in South Carolina. He and his wife, LaVon Nee Johnson, returned to the Lowcountry from Chicago after retirement. Among her maternal ancestors was her great-great-great-grandmother, Melvinia Dosey Shields, born into slavery in South Carolina, but sold to Henry Walsh Shields, who had a 200-acre farm in Clayton County, Georgia, near Atlanta. Melvinia's firstborn son, Adolphus T. Shields, was biracial and born into slavery around 1860. Based on DNA and other evidence, in 2012, researchers said his father was likely 20-year-old Charles Marion Shields, son of Melvinia's master. They may have had a continuing relationship, as she had two more mixed-race children and lived near Shields after emancipation, taking his surname. She later changed her surname. As was often the case, Melvinia did not talk to relatives about Dolphus's father. Dolphus Shields, with his wife, Alice, moved to Birmingham, Alabama after the Civil War. They were great-great-grandparents of Michelle Robinson, whose grandparents had moved to Chicago. Other of their children's lines migrated to Cleveland, Ohio, in the 20th century. All four of Robinson's grandparents had multiracial ancestors, reflecting the complex history of the U.S. Her extended family has said that people did not talk about the era of slavery when they were growing up. Her distant ancestry includes Irish, English, and Native American roots. Among her contemporary extended family is Rabbi Capers Fanai, born in Georgetown, South Carolina. Fanai is the son of her grandfather, Robinson's sister, and her husband, and he is about 12 years older than Michelle. Fanai converted to Judaism after college. He is a paternal first cousin once removed. There is so much more information about this phenomenal woman. I received this information from Wikipedia. If you Google her name, Michelle Obama, and look under Wikipedia, you will find a plethora of information of Michelle's early life, her family, and what happened prior to and during the campaign trail. There are photographs and timelines of this beautiful, iconic, admirable, Black American woman. So check it out. Now, I saw a post online on Facebook that one of my cousins had shared, which I thought was amazing. It was in a schoolroom, and although I don't have it open before me, there was the entire door to a classroom that was covered, and the teacher had written, "We did not come to America as slaves. We were kings, queens, architects, authors, historians, artists, singers, musicians, engineers, teachers, mothers, sons, fathers, daughters, who were taken to America and sold into slavery." I thought that was powerful because a lot of people entertain the fallacy that slaves were simply always slaves. The individuals on the African continents were as diverse, intelligent, and civilized as any other ethnicity that graced the earth during that time. Were there slaves in Africa? Yes. Was everyone that was brought to America a slave? Absolutely not. Our circumstances drastically changed when we were brought to America. So this will end this Black History Moment on Symphony of Sound. Just as the Word of God uplifts and speaks the word of truth, so shall the information that I share with you on Symphony of Sound. Now, I'd like to present There's Freedom in its entirety.
There's freedom in what we say, freedom when we work, live, and pray. But if there's freedom, why do our sons live in fear? We need freedom to manifest in Black lives right here. There's freedom in what we say. Newsflash! Freedom lives in my DNA. But since living while being Black causes our demise, we need freedom to manifest without compromise. You see my Black skin, her brown skin, his yellow skin too, is as precious to us as yours is to you. And since I'm speaking my truth, we can't misconstrue. Hatred must cease, and that's in the gospel truth. There's freedom in what we say. Freedom lives in my DNA. But since living while being Black is fraught with dismay, we need freedom, freedom in the USA. We thank you for making Juneteenth a federal holiday. That just scratches the surface. Please hear what I say. We need highs and equity, diminished financial inequality, with a serious look at HR 40. There's freedom in what we say, and whom the sun sets free is freedom every way. For when we come together as a people for change, we'll move mountains and destroy the chains of impunity. There's freedom in what we say. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Freedom!
Thank you so much for listening to Symphony of Sound, where I blend God's word into the very rhythm of life. This is a listener-supported podcast, and I thank and appreciate every single one of you who have donated into this ministry. I'd like to share a message sent by one donor, and she states, "Linda, I love listening to you on Symphony of Sound. Your enthusiasm, desire to bless our Heavenly Father and glorify Him are uplifting to me. I love you and am grateful that you are in my life. Susan. Thank you so much for that, Susan. I love you as well, and I look forward to continuing lifting up the name of Jesus as I blend His word into the very rhythm of our everyday lives. God bless, and I will see you actually next month for First Sunday, the Inspired Creative Poetic Word. Please feel free to go to my website at www.lindacshaw.net. Click on the Symphony of Sound podcast tab. While there, if you would like to be interviewed about your business or your ministry, drop me a note so that we can schedule you in. I so enjoy lifting up and sharing the gifts of others. It blesses me as I pray that it will bless you as well. See you next week.